Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, they have a very left-handed rotation. You know, it means you're going to see different lineups kind of regularly is what I would tell you. So you won't see one lineup. There'll be more guys kind of in the starting lineup, and we think we have the players for it, but you'll definitely see different names in the starting lineup because of it.
Probably true for both teams. That's Craig Counsell, of course, Brewers manager. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. As we get ready for game one tonight, parking lot opens at 4. Gates open 4:40. Clayton Kershaw, Gio Gonzalez on the mound in game one of what could go 7 very easily between the Brewers and the Dodgers. Covering the Dodgers for SB Nation and True Blue LA is Eric Steven, and he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Eric, thank you for a couple minutes. How are you?
Hi, Eric.
Very good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Eric, the lefties starting the first two games with Gonzalez and Miley, lefties for the Brewers. How does that affect the Dodgers, and what does that do to their lineup?
Yeah, they've been running almost a strict platoon at like 4 positions for the better part of the last 2 months. So you're going to see some different lineups, I think. It probably means, Max Muncy has like arguably been the Dodgers' best hitter, really coming out of nowhere. But they don't really have a spot for him because, their best hitter against lefties has been David Freese, and he starts at first. And then you have Justin Turner at third. And those are like the two positions Muncy can really play. You could stretch and maybe put him at second, but it's such a defensive drop-off, they don't want to do that. So you'll probably see Max Muncy sitting today. You might see Cody Bellinger not in the lineup as well. Those are like the two big sort of left-handed options, but you'll see a lot of David Freese, Matt Kemp will get some starting time. In a weird way, Yasiel Puig might not start because he has reverse splits the last 2 years. It's been really weird, but he might play against Wade Miley in game two, but we'll see. But you're going to see some different lineup changes. But the thing is with the Dodgers, they aggressively sub out guys throughout the game. So like they have their top 12 hitters. Those guys will all get playing time at some point in the game.
I'm surprised that, I get the splits, but is David Freese that good against lefties that they consistently sit Max Muncy? Because if so, what the Brewers are trying to do clearly is take some of the Dodgers' best hitters out of the lineup for these first two games to get a little leg up. I just that's surprising to me, Eric.
It is a little weird, but he has been that good. Like it's been kind of ridiculous. He had he had a big hit for the Dodgers in the NLDS against a right-hander. But against lefties, he's been the Dodgers' best hitter. Basically, it's only been a month, so it is a small sample size. But he has a history in his career of hitting lefties, and it's really and Muncy, while he hit lefties a little bit to start the season, he's kind of tailed off in the second half. So it's more the guys against lefties were slumping, and they have other options. So that's sort of been the Dodgers' MO in this situation.
Every time I've seen Clayton Kershaw pitch, usually it's great baseball. He goes out there. I've never really seen him have his lunch handed to him. Do you remember the worst performance you ever seen from this guy? Has he ever had it really just been taken to the woodshed?
I'm trying to think. There's been a few that kind of stand out, but in the playoffs, it's always like usually the times he's had a rough time in the playoffs is when he stayed in too long, like. They had that one 2014 NLDS game one. Dodgers were up 6-1 at some point, and it was like probably one of the hottest days I can ever remember in recent years at Dodger Stadium. And they just sort of kept Kershaw in, maybe longer than they should have. And the Cardinals staged this super long rally in the 7th, I believe, and he gave up a 3-run double to cough up the lead to Matt Carpenter, and it just like. That inning was kind of interminable, and that it went so long that he was sort of allowed to stay in to do it was a little odd. But The one time I can remember that maybe he was really bad was like in Arizona. I don't remember the game. I want to say like maybe 3 years ago. But then he went on some crazy run where he gave up like fewer runs than starts for like 3 months. So it's like, you know, it's very rare. But, you know, he's a little bit of a different pitcher now. He's lost about 2 miles off of his fastball, but he still knows how to pitch and has been able to really work the corners and work in a lot of off-speed stuff and breaking balls. But, yeah, he's still really good. And you know, getting his head handed to him, it doesn't happen too often, but it's what makes him sort of a great pitcher, I think.
I think nationally, when you look at the Brewers, the storylines are Christian Yelich and then the Brewers' bullpen right now. The Dodgers do have the edge in the starting pitching, and a big reason for that is Kershaw. What about that middle pack? We all know Kenley Jansen's very good at the back end, but once Kershaw's out and then before Jansen's in, where does that sort of those relievers match up with what the Brewers have been able to offer?
Yeah, I think that's going to be sort of a key to the series. It's always been through the years is how do the Dodgers get that bridge to Kenley Jansen? There's a little bit of a caveat to that this year because Jansen himself has struggled, but he's still, like, even with his struggles, still, like, an above-average, like, closer, in my opinion. But getting to him, it's probably you're going to see a lot of Kenta Maeda, who has been a starter most of the last 3 years, and he even made 20 starts this year, but was moved to the bullpen because he's so effective against right-handers. He's had a little bit of a snag in that he's given up some runs this year in relief. But he also has a ridiculous strikeout to walk ratio. I believe it's like 26-3 or something like that. You're going to see a lot of Caleb Ferguson, who's also a converted starter. He's a lefty. He's a rookie. Been really effective out of the pen. You know, Ryan Madsen has a lot of experience. He didn't put up really good numbers down the stretch. They got him on August 31st, but his stuff's really good, and they put him in a big spot in Game 4 against Atlanta, so he's probably one of the top guys they're going to use. And then, like, Scott Alexander's their big ground ball guy. He's a lefty. Maybe not so much of a platoon guy, but he can kind of get ground balls against either side. So you're going to see a lot of him, I think. And then Alex Wood, another guy, a converted starter. He's probably going to see some time back there. Maybe Ross Stripling. We're going to find out the rosters pretty shortly here. He was left off the NLDS roster, which was weird because he was an all-star this year, but struggled in the second half. But he sort of they thought he was tipping pitches, so he's probably back. So they're going to use a mix of those guys. But the big ones I would say is Maeda, Madsen, Ferguson, Alexander. Probably those four are the ones you're going to see the most.
If the Brewers win this series and things go wrong for the Dodgers, what has to go in the opposite way, and what would be a weakness that maybe a storyline if the Dodgers don't win the series? What would be their downfall?
I would say it's, you know, their sort of bugaboo for most of the second half. They picked it up a little in September, was hitting with runners in scoring position. You know, they hit a lot of home runs. They walk a lot. They put themselves in situations, but they haven't really come through all the time with runners in scoring position. So if you see that could be an issue. I think the Brewers starters are really important in this series. You know, everyone talks about the bullpen and what the Dodgers need to do against that. I think the Dodgers need to get to that bullpen sooner than the Milwaukee wants, I think, to be able to win, because the starters, I know they pitched shortly in the Rocky series, but didn't give up a single run. So Dodgers need to do some damage against those starters to be able to win, in my opinion, to make sure that the bullpen isn't pitching with the Milwaukee bullpen isn't pitching with the lead all the time. So I think that's what you're sort of looking at. You know, situational hitting. They're going to hit some home runs, but, you know, they might be solo shots. So that's sort of the path to, like, the Brewers winning, in my opinion.
Eric, when Yasiel Puig says, Brewers, we're going to beat them 4 games and we're 100% going to the World Series, is that a belief that the Dodgers have as a whole, or is that just Puig being Puig?
I think they probably do. They as a team believe they're going to go to the World Series, but I think they're smart enough not to say it out loud, you know, or at least
except for Puig.
Exactly right. Yeah. So Puig, you know, he's sort of the go-to guy in the celebration to, you know, give you the quotes. Sort of be his nickname is the Wild Horse, and he sort of embodies that during those champagne celebrations, and he has a little fun in there, and I think that's sort of part of it. Although, actually, yesterday, I believe he said this in a just regular sort of scrum setting. It wasn't a post-game thing, so he'll say some things that you're like, oh, you know, why would you say that out loud? But I don't think it's that big a deal. I think both teams think they can win, but maybe just don't predict a sweep and disrespect the other team. That's my opinion.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Eric, we'll ask you your prediction.
I think the Dodgers have a little more depth, and the starting pitching is going to be huge for them. So I think the Dodgers are going to win in six, but Milwaukee having home field advantage certainly gives them an edge. So it's not going to be an easy series.
Appreciate talking to you, man. Maybe next year's playoffs will do the same thing.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.